The Legacy Mine was only open for about a decade. It hasn't produced ore since the 1950s. For years after, untreated acidic runoff has been leaching into the Tulsico River, about 6 miles from the transboundary Taku River. A number of companies have tried to restart mining. The most recent was Chieftain Metals, which went bust in 2016 and is now in receivership, with a third-party firm managing its assets. All that while a number of cross-border studies have documented pollution from the mine.
There's been work by Fish and Game and British Columbia that talk about right near the area of the mine that there is exceedances to water quality standards in those areas.
Terry Lomax is with the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation. She's led a cross-border water sampling study with preliminary results that were released this spring. Samples taken in Alaska, she says, didn't show any direct threats to human or animal life on this side of the border. But that doesn't mean there aren't concerns from Alaska officials. Kyle Mozell has been heading up cross-border consultations with the BC government and tracking transboundary mining for the state's Department of Natural Resources. He says the province's release of the remediation plan on Wednesday is significant.
This is progress. It's a complex effort that BC is taking on with addressing the legacy mining issues at the Tulsico Chief site. The state of Alaska has been involved and engaged with BC on that for a number of years. And I just want to emphasize that this is a positive milestone in that process.
Mine critics have seized on Tulsico Chief as an example of how difficult it is to clean up environmental messes once the company runs out of money. Guy Archibald is with the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council.
It's a cautionary tale. We have to be very careful before we tap into something that may result in a permanent discharge.
Chieftain Metals' largest creditor is now fighting in court to salvage a chance to recoup tens of millions of dollars it invested in the mine. Attorneys for Westface Capital, a Toronto-based firm, told a bankruptcy court in Ontario this week it's trying to recoup about $47 million it's racked up in lost investments, costs, and fees. It wants the mine to be discharged from the court-ordered receivership, which is costing it a lot in fees to manage the assets. But the investor still wants to shop the mine around should a prospective buyer emerge to resume operations. Attorneys for the BC government and the Taku River Tlingit First Nation have opposed this. BC's lawyer pointed out that the mine has been in breach of Canadian law by allowing pollution to go unchecked for years. The province has asked the court to limit Westface's option to 2 years to find a buyer or drop any claim it has to the assets. In the meantime, the first phase of the province's plan calls for repairs to roads and bridges and an airstrip to access the remote site. Only then, BC officials note, could work begin on long-term plans to address environmental and public health concerns. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.